Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro News for Monday, the 7th of March, 2025. It's another interesting day in the markets. I know it's a bit shaky. Do you know what I feel, though? You get almost desensitized to the falls. You know, and that's when you get that feeling and you're saying, I'm losing money, when you go from that, it's almost like the denial curve, isn't it? Was it, you know, anger, denial, all that stuff. And then you start sort of accepting it and thinking, okay, it's not too bad. What can I do now? And you realize, you know, most stocks you own been taken down by the market. It's not the stocks you own is the reason they're going down. You know, the fundamentals of the business are good. They're trading well. It's fine. So this business has just become cheaper. And I, you know, so I'm keeping my powder dry for when the market rallies. And I say when the market rallies, and even if it's a bear market, some of the biggest rallies happen in the bear market. I think over the last 30 years, 50% of the biggest rallies happen in the bear market. So even if you want to offload some shares, it's not the time to do it right now while we're going down, because you will have big rallies. All you need is a tweet from Trump and Truth Social. In fact, that's just happened. But to the opposite effect. So first of all, he started saying something, you know, a bit pleasing to the markets, and you know, all the American markets were down about 4%, and they rebounded to 1.5%, and now they're going back down again because he's threatened an additional 50% tariffs on China if they go ahead with their 34% increase that they said on Friday. And the market's now going down again. Just checking now where the S&P is. 1.5% NASDAQ, S&P is 1.77. But you've got to realize, there's rumors now of a recession. I don't think Trump wants to be a president who takes the economy into recession. So yeah, it's all fine, you know, setting out these rules that we're going to bring manufacturing back to the US. But why would companies do that? They pay something like $6,000 a year for a worker in Vietnam or Taiwan. And it'd be 10 times that amount in America. So even with the tariffs, you know, it'd be less economically viable for companies like Apple to bring their factories back. So, you know, when it comes to the fact is, will this policy work? I don't think it will work. And when will we start to realize that? When we head into recession? And many companies haven't, you know, moved back to America? So sooner or later, he will blink. I mean, he's still, you know, declaring these big policy speeches and you know, fronting up, saying, we'll go even bigger. But that will grind the world into recession. And does he want to be responsible for that? He's a bit mad, but he's not completely stupid. So, yeah, like I said, at the moment, you know, when the markets opened up in America down 4%, it was like, oh, okay. And now it's down 1.5%. You think, oh, that's not too bad. You become desensitized to it. And like, that's when you start to look for sort of bargain hunting. I'm doing nothing at all yet. I want to see a positive movement upwards. And then I'll start maybe buying some more of the shares I own, because I think they're great businesses. And they now got cheaper. So over the long term, I'm talking, you know, long term, sort of in years, I think it'll be a good buying opportunity. And so it goes from fear to almost greed. And that's how the markets will work. At the moment, we're still in a bit of, you know, fear territory, but it's giving way to greed a little bit as the markets go lower. Okay, let's look at the markets right now. So, FTSE 100, it's down 3.78%. It was down, well, I tweeted this morning when it opened, and it was down 3%. Within minutes, it was down 6%. So it's bounced back to 3.75%, just shy of 4%. S&P's down 1.5%. You've got the FTSE 250 down 2.7%. Got the small cap in the UK down 2.5%. You've got the AIM All share down 2.22%. By the way, this is now about 36 points. Is it 626? 36 points away from the low of COVID. And that's when the world shut down the economy. Every economy was shutting down. Of course, there was central bank help then. There's an easy fix to that. Just pump money into the markets, pretty much. I don't think this is as easy. I do think, rather than retaliate with Trump, I think some of the big blocs should get together, like Europe, China, and also some of the smaller countries that, you know, trade with those countries, like the US, UK, Canada, should do some free trade deals amongst each other. And then exclude the US, become a bigger bloc than the US. I know the US is about 25% of GDP, so you can't exclude it. But say, listen, we're all doing a free trade deal now. Do you want to come on board? I don't know if that works. It's as mad as Trump's. Thing is, when you set tariffs or set policy, it has to be based on facts. And trouble with the Trump administration, their starting point wasn't fact. They based it on deficits, which is nuts. You can't say, you know, what a country's deficit is with you and then just halve that and say that's the tariff. Because there are certain countries you can't replace the supply of. You know, how, I give this example over and over again, but how can you, you know, bring coffee bean production into America? But yet you tariff the country where you're importing coffee beans from. It just doesn't make any sense. You know, the fact is there are different geographies, different skills, different products and services come from all different countries. You can't match them. I mean, you know, Mercedes is not going to up their entire, you know, factory production from Germany and put it in America. It doesn't work like that. So it's insane. They started from a point of lies, essentially, and mistruths about the tariffs. And now somehow Trump's got to back out of this and save face because it's just nuts. It's crazy, isn't it? How you've just started off on a lie. Let's have a look. Brent crude is down 2.5%. It was down more than that, actually, but it's now down to $64 a barrel. Copper's taken a massive hit, of course, because it's a barometer of, you know, economic health and global growth. And if you look at copper, it's down to, where is it? It's down to $9,320 a ton, and it was $11,600. So it's dropped by, what, $2,300 a ton since the 27th of March. Gold is down 1%, but still above, just above $3,000 an ounce. How about bonds? The two-year UK government bond yield it did dip today, down to 3.8, which just bounced back up to 4. The 10-year is at 4.6. In fact, that's up 4% today. And the 2 years up 2.6%. A pound will buy you €1.16. So it's weakened the pound against the euro, or the euro strengthened. And against dollar, it'll buy you $1.27. So the dollar's strengthened a little bit, but it did drop off a cliff recently. Anything else? That's it. Okay, time to look at some macro news. And this is all from my database on the SharePickers Investment Club website, so sharepickers.com. And every day, news comes out from a company sub 100 million market cap that's significant and that's commercial, so it's generating revenue. It'll be added to the database, and in that database, there's the broker, you know, broker comment. There's the news itself. There's the chart. There's my comments. There's also the forecast numbers and the PE going forward. All that stuff, like I said, I started this database when, I think it was, I backfilled it in 26. So it's now got quite a few companies in there already. But, okay, let's go for the first one. And Pario, they've done a share buyback. And what are they going to be doing? It's £1 million. And, of course, they had 10.5 million of cash. So it's going to be doing that, helping the share price now. The chart has come off quite a bit recently. But it's still, you know, it needs to get above. It's broken down from 480 down to 380. But it's a good company. So, you know, watch list or ignore, I'd say it's got double-digit revenue and profit growth this year and forecast next year on a forward PE of 11, dividend of 3% plus. So I'd say add, watch list. Next, where is it? Director Plus, just ignore. I mean, essentially, it's great graphene-based stuff, but a nanocap loss-making company with debt and no profit forecast. They had cash of €4 million, having raised some money at the end of March. But how long will this last? Because it's just a bit of a car crash here. I mean, share price has been in a downtrend since 2022, so ignore that one. Next, it is E Energy Group. They're a framework win. The news is a contract worth £517,000 with the University Hospitals Plymouth NHS Trust for LED lights through all the wards and stuff like that. Now, it's the share price recently bounced above some resistance, but due to the sell-off, it's back in that range. So for a while, it's in a downtrend from 2024, pretty much. And it did find some support at just below 4 pence in 25. The resistance was 5 pence. It broke above that. But, of course, the market sell-off has put it back in the range there. But they've got top-line growth forecast to be low single digits for the next 2 years and a return to profitability expecting 2025. Now, they've got cash. They sold one of their business parts recently, so 5.9 million. So maybe it's worth a watch, because if they hit these forecasts, then there's profitability and they have the cash to get there. So I'd say watch list for this one. That's E-Energy, E-A-A-S. I forgot to say what the market cap is for that. What is the market cap for E-Energy? It was about 17 million. There we are. Next, KRM22. Again, ignore. It's a nanocap, pretty much. 9 million market cap. They've also got debt. They've got a little bit of top-line growth, but it's loss-making. It's very illiquid. They've got net debt, no profit forecast. Ignore. What's next? Likewise Group. Of course, they are a distributor of floor coverings and matting. And they are a market cap of 41 million, but enterprise value of 66. So they have got some debt. And they released a trading update today saying Q1 revenue increasing by 10.7%. Sales in likewise branded businesses have increased by 14.6%. But nevertheless, they forecast single-digit top-line revenue growth for the next few years. Profit before tax is forecast to rise, actually, next year by 430%. However, this is a very low-margin business, and so the PE, even with that growth, would be 46. And they reported net debt of, I think, 6.6 million for H1. I mean, the sector could rally, but for me, it's profitable, yes. It's low margin, though. So it may be added to the watch list, but it's not the kind of company I'm interested in. I think there's better opportunities out there than that. Next, Micelix. What's the market cap here? 8.7 million. A clean water and clean air technology company. So they provide this technology to oil and gas, pretty much. Just ignore this, I'd say. Pretty much loss-making, ICAP, no profit forecasts. They will also suggest today that they will be impacted by tariffs. SP gapped down in September and has been a downtrend since, so ignore that. What else is there? Today was Cortex, a trading statement from Cortex, a 90 million market cap, 90. QTX is killer, a supplier of subscription-based vehicle tracker systems, software and services. So the group has made a very good start of the year. They're confident of achieving market expectations and continues to make improvements in its financial performance. So the company's annual recurring revenue increased by 2 million during Q1 to 34.2, representing an increase of 21%. What do they all say? Do you know what? This recently broke, the chart-wise, they recently broke through top-end resistance, which was quite good. It was a series of higher lows, which had been in place since October 24. But it couldn't break sort of 197 level. And it recently did, but this market sell-off has taken it back down again. So a good set of results here. Top-line growth of 11%. Profit for tax is slightly dipping by 1.4, but net cash is increasing by 1.3 million to 14.4. And the forecast going forward, let's look at them. Top-line growth is expected to be 11% for next year, 10% the year after, 10% the year after. And in fact, profit for tax is expected to expand by double digits, 15% by 2026. So worth a look. Not particularly cheap. A PE of 19 next year, but dipping to 16 for the year after at this price, of course. So that's Cortex QTC. So watch this, I'd say. Smart Tech 247. Multi-award-winning manager detection response company, cybersecurity pretty much. Market cap of 12 million. They've got a bit of cash, 2.8. They were profitable for the full year. What have they been able to say? Oh, yeah, they secured a significant framework agreement with London Airport. And they say has a total potential value of up to 7 million across all four suppliers over its 5-year term. So what's that? 2 million, 1.2 a year, pretty much, is it? Or less than that. Very liquid. I mean, fundamentally, it seems to be heading in the right direction, but this is a nano cap, so scaling would be an issue. Like I said, their profits are very small, and even on next year's forecasts of 12 million top line, up from 11.1, they'd still be on a PE of 79. So to me, I can't see any compelling upside here, to be honest. It makes me think as well, there's lots of cybersecurity. You know, it's a very competitive area. And what does this company have that bigger, mature, more trusted companies don't have in the cybersecurity space? That's my thoughts. So anyway, that's it for today. That's it for the microcaps today. By all means, you know, if you like this podcast, subscribe to it, share it, do whatever you can to get it more listened to. And then more people will listen to it, I suppose. Anyway, it's a bit hot today in my office. That's it for today. Thanks for listening. Speak to you tomorrow. Calm down about the markets. Something will happen. Something will give. Somebody will blink. And like I say, if you're in good companies with strong balance sheets, they are improving. They've become cheaper. I wouldn't say jump in more now and dip in now. There'll be little pops, and you have to go sideways probably for a while. But particularly, I think the best time to probably get in is, you know, just wait for a trading update or something to confirm your company's doing well, and then maybe buy some more. All right. If you want to, of course, up to you. That's it. Thanks for listening. Speak to you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at cinfin.com.